صاحب کلام طرق آخرت مثل یود سباقش حس خوبا می پیها تا های را اچه یک مار از کورک روزو. Somebody who's weaving a tzavacha, a head covering. And he started weaving it from the pith, from the top edge, and weaved it towards the bottom. It's tar, it's not yet makabel tumah, until he completes the bottom part of the tzavacha. And even though he's completed a good part of the tzavacha, it's not yet considered a completed beged until he finishes the bottom part of it also, so therefore, it's not makabel tumah until it's totally completed. Hischoba mikor karusa, tahayra achi yigmar espia. If he started weaving the tzavacha from the bottom, and he was weaving it from the bottom up, it's tar, it's not yet makabel tumah, until he completes the piv, the top edge of the tzavacha, until it's totally completed, if not yet considered a beged, and not makabel tumah. Shavish shalah. Tamei b'fnei atzma. The decorative hairband of the tzavacha is makabel tumah by itself. And the decorative hairband is considered a kli, even when it's not attached to the tzavacha, and sometimes it's removed from one tzavacha and put on a different tzavacha. So therefore, since it's considered a kli in itself, so therefore, even when it's not attached to the tzavacha, it would be makabel tumah. Hachutin shalah, tmeyem mishum chibur. The string that are attached to the tzavacha, that with these strings, the woman ties the hair covering to her head. Those strings are tameh while they're attached to the tzavacha. As while they're attached to the tzavacha, they're considered part of the tzavacha, and therefore if the tzavacha becomes tameh, the chutim becomes tameh with it. Or if the chutim becomes tameh, the tzavacha becomes tameh with it. But they're only considered a beged while they're attached to the tzavacha. But if they're detached from the tzavacha, they're not considered a beged at all, and would not be makabel tumah. Tzavacha shen nikra. And may never kabelas is roba seir tahira. A tzavacha hair covering that has ripped. If it no longer can be used to cover most of the woman's hair, it's tar, it's no longer considered a beged, it's not fit for the purpose that it was made to cover her hair. Since it's ripped, it doesn't cover most of her hair, so therefore, since it's no longer considered a beged, it's tar, it's no longer makabel tumah. Sachas kelam perech of test mishnah aleph numei hasadim v'as sudrim. Thread that are protruding from a sheet or from a scarf. V'hatratim v'apilyon shalroz sheish etzbot. Or thread that are protruding from two different types of hat. A tratim is a type of hat to cover the ears. And a pilyon shalroz is a type of hat that's similar to a hood. It covers almost the entire head. The thread that are protruding up to six etzbot, six finger width, is considered a chibur, an attachment to the beged. And therefore, if the beged becomes tameh, the threads that are protruding up to six etzbos of them would become tameh together with the beged. And if the tumah would come into contact with the thread that are protruding from these begadim, if it came into contact with the part of the thread that's within six etzbos of the beged, the thread up to six etzbos plus the beged would become tameh. But any part of the thread that's more than six etzbos away from the beged is not considered a chibur to the beged, so therefore even if the beged would become tameh, the part of the thread that's more than six etzbos away from the beged would remain tar, and if the tumah comes into contact with the part of the thread that's more than six etzbos away from the beged would remain tar. Shel afarksin esa, threads that are protruding from an undergarment, up to 10 etzbos of that thread would be considered a chibur to the beged, and the beged becomes tameh, or if the tumah comes into contact with the part of the thread that's within 10 etzbos of the undergarment plus the chutim up to esra, I suppose, would become tameh, since it's a chibur, is considered an attachment. Nimei sagus, threads that are protruding from a woolen beged, v'haridit, or threads that are protruding from a woman's veil, v'hachaluk, v'hatalis, gimel etzbos. Or threads that are protruding from a shirt, or from a talis, up to gimel etzbos of those threads, are considered a chibur to these begadim. And if that part of the thread would come into contact with something that would make it tameh, the beged would become tameh with it. And so too, if the beged would become tameh, the thread of the three etzbos would become tameh together with the beged, it would be a chibur. Nimei kipa shoskena, v'hagumdin sha'arvayim. Threads that are protruding from the hair covering of an older woman. Or threads that are protruding from a hair covering that is worn by Arabs, type of hair covering that's wrapped around most of the head. The hakokin, or threads that are protruding from a shirt that's made out of animal hair. The pundin, or threads that are protruding from a money belt. The hamaporet, or threads that are protruding from a long scarf. that's generally wrapped around part of the head. Vahapargod nimeam koshahen. And so two threats that are protruded from a curtain, all of these begotten, the din would be that no matter how long or how short the threads that are protruding from them, the threads would be considered a chibur, and if the begad would become tame, the threads would become tame with it, no matter how long it is. And so too, if a tumah would come into contact with the threads that are protruding from any of these begotten, the begad would become tame together with the thread, no matter how long the threads are.